Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, yesterday, friends, boy, we were all ready to rock and roll, kicking the hell out and getting the heaven in the process of doing so. We had some people working outside of the studios, and we lost all power. So I apologize for yesterday. We did a replay. We do our best, and I can do no more than that. This is like the second or the third time that this has actually happened doing national radio in 17 years, at least from our current location. So again, apologies for that. But we are back. We got back late. Two nights ago, Thursday night, and boy, it was a good time in Michigan. I had three opportunities once again, and we did exactly what we were called to do. Good turnouts, and we totally appreciate the folks in Michigan. They are under attack like nobody's business. As a matter of fact, I tell the people there, I've never seen us against you scenario more than I've seen in Michigan. I know California is really close, but when you look at Michigan, man, it's a whole different scenario. And here's the good news. There's a lot of people concerning boots on the ground that are wide awake as to what's going on there. While they continuously allow it to happen, and I'm talking about the United States of America as a whole under God, it's blatant disobedience to God to tolerate the crimes of our said representatives. That's not the reason. Matter of fact, I'm just going to go over there right now. I'm going to go over to 1 Peter 2:14, and I want to read it to you so you can understand the purpose of government. In a different way concerning a different scripture. And it tells us in 1 Peter 2:14, it tells us, or unto governors, as unto them that are sent by him, by God, for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. Not the other way around. The governors are not there to be sent as punishment unto those that do good. No, they're to praise them. They are not to attack them, but that's exactly what's happening in that particular state and on so many different levels. And here's the word that the Lord gives us in Psalm 94:16. The Lord looks for those that will stand up and fight against the workers of iniquity. Again, let me remind you, friends, they were commandments, not suggestions, just so you know. And for you to sit there and suffer these abuses in the United States of America, nowhere can you find in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, or any founding document where the government has a right to do the wrong thing. And that's exactly what's happening today, and it's foreign to American government on so many different fronts. So when you get a moment, go over to 1 Peter 2:14, and we're going to be talking about this isn't government, this is a death cult, and we're going to go right back to what we're seeing in the state of Michigan, and we're seeing this all across the boards. I do want to say this. When people are looking at Michigan right now and California, pay attention to both states, friends, because they're both being experimented on. Those particular governments, as they would like to be called, are assailing their people. They're testing on their people. They're seeing how far those people in those two states will let them go. I see the same thing happening into Ohio as I'm now thinking about it. And again, we're going to hit this in just a little bit here. Before that, what I want to do is I want to show you what's happening concerning geoengineering, because I'm in the state of Minnesota now, and I see this all across the United States. And what it is, friends, is military planes are literally spraying down chemicals. Now, before you jump the gun and say that's a theory, I'm here to tell you Congress acknowledges it. The military acknowledges it. The only ones that don't acknowledge it are those that want to go out there and call guys like me for telling you the truth of the matter a conspiracy theorist. Well, friends, again, the government's acknowledging it. Now, they didn't before, but they are now. The military's acknowledging it. They didn't before, but they are now. And so what I did is I decided, after I seen them spraying heavily down in the state of Minnesota here, because they're creating drought. That's exactly what they're doing. They're creating drought. They wanted to add to their climate change propaganda narrative, okay? And so when I seen it, I just said, you know what, I got to cover it a little bit more in depth while I have a minute to do so. When I did Wikipedia, when they tell on their own, you know that something's not right, right? And in some ways, that's exactly what's happening. But when you go to chemtrail on the Wikipedia page, it says chemtrail conspiracy theory. Well, again, it's not a theory because everybody's acknowledging it now. Even the mainstream media. I want you to hear this if you haven't seen this, and then I want to go ahead and go in a little bit deeper on chemtrails right now, because, friends, what we do notice is creating drought. We also know that it's creating respiratory problems for people all across the United States of America. And here's the other thing that you need to know. They're not just spraying chemicals down on populated areas. They're doing it all over the United States of America, because they mean to get chemicals into your food. They mean to get chemicals in your eyes so it gets into your bloodstream. It goes on and on and on and on. And yes, it is biblical, and I'll get to that as well. But before we get to that, why don't you go ahead and check this out? This is insane. This is the mainstream media acknowledging this, and they're starting to do it more so than they ever have before.
Now getting widespread attention. Well, tonight, Baseline News 12 investigation reporter Jeff Bell shows us the result of testing we had done about what's in our skies.
It seemed like some mornings it was just crisscrossing the whole sky. It was just like a giant checkerboard.
Bill Nichols snapped several photos of the strange clouds from his home in Stamps, Arkansas. They begin as normal contrails from a jet engine, but do not fade away like a normal contrail. Soon after, he saw particles in the air.
You know, because we'd see it drop to the ground in a haze.
Nichols then noticed the material collecting on the ground.
This is water and stuff that I collected in bowls. I had it set out in my backyard on my dad's pickup truck.
KSLA News 12 had the sample tested at a lab. The results? A high level of barium, 6.8 parts per million. More than three times toxic levels set by the EPA.
Armed with these lab results about the high levels of barium found in our sample, we decided to contact the Louisiana Department of Environmental Quality. They told us that, yes, these levels are very unusual. But at the same time, they added the caveat that proving the source is a whole other matter.
Barium is a hallmark of other chemtrail testing, which even attracted attention from a Los Angeles TV station. There's already no shortage of unclassified weather modifications.
Well, guys, that came on us pretty quick. I'm going to take a quick break, and I'm going to come back, and I'm going to play the rest of this, because I want you to see what it is that they found inside of those chemtrails that they are, in fact, now acknowledging that they're spraying down on the populace across the globe. And again, yes, it is scriptural. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch. airing on BeforeIt'sNews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
It's a jungle out there. Disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
To this video. And by the way, if you want to call in, you can. It's 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If you'd like to join us on a live feed on social media platforms, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go ahead and subscribe to that page and or go over to beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com as well, top left side of the page. And by the way, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, John 14:6, 1 Timothy 2:5, 1 Corinthians 11:1, Acts 4:12, the list goes on. Let's get back to this. This is what's going on, and the mainstream media is now beginning to promulgate the information concerning the truth of the matter that now the government acknowledges and the military acknowledges concerning geoengineering and spraying chemicals down on the people globally. Let's get back to this.
Testing, which even attracted attention from a Los Angeles TV station. There's already no shortage of unclassified weather modification programs by the government. But those who fear chemtrails could be secret biological or chemical testing on the public point to the 1977 Senate hearings in particular, which confirmed 239 populated areas had been contaminated with biological agents between 1949
and 1960. They are purposely spraying chemicals down on the mass.
Later, the 1994 Rockefeller Report concluded hundreds of thousands of military personnel were also subjected to secret biological
experiments
over the last 60 years. But could secret testing be underway yet again?
I'd rather it be something inert and benign, you know, something that's, you know, not causing any damage, but
I'd like to know what it is.
KSLA News 12 discovered chemtrails are even mentioned by name in the initial draft of House Bill 2977.
Okay, so it's named, I again just want to clarify this, so it's even named in the bills that Congress has read, and yet you have people out there saying it is a conspiracy theory. Folks, this is why it's important for you to do your own homework, okay? People are destroyed for lack of knowledge, and that's exactly what they're hoping that you do. It just overlook the facts of the matter and basically just ignore guys like me that are trying to get you awake to the facts and the dangers that which lie ahead. And as a matter of fact, I can even go back, friends, and say, in the present, what's happening right now? I started the show talking about how they're spraying like mad. They're chemtrailing everywhere across the United States of America. And big time in Minnesota, they're creating drought, and they're spraying chemicals down on the people. It's called geoengineering. And what I'm showing you right now is a piece from the mainstream media. It's interesting how I have to go back to the mainstream media, who is finally acknowledging it and saying it is no longer a conspiracy theory, but in fact it is happening, and they're doing a fantastic job of doing just that. So let's watch the rest of this mainstream media channel exposing chemtrails for what they really are.
Back in 2001, under the Space Preservation Act. But the military denies any such program exists. Jeff Darrell, KSLA News 12 reporting.
Okay, but that's not what's happening today, and that's what I want to highlight right now. When you go on to that of even, it's called technical or technologyreview.com, the U.S. government, as of 2019, is now acknowledging geoengineering. The U.S. government has approved funds for geoengineering research, just so you understand how far this has gone, okay? And the reason that they're beginning to divulge this information to us is because the people are standing up and demanding that we get answers concerning what's going on here. Now, let me bring you over to the next point concerning how this is all scriptural. Again, this doesn't fall to the blessings of a people that obey God. This falls to the cursing of those that refuse to take heed to his commandments. Let me give it to you first, line upon line, precept upon precept. I'll first go to 28:24 of Deuteronomy. 15 through 68 are the curses, okay? This is what it says. The Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust. From heaven shall it come down upon thee until thou destroyed. Okay? I didn't make it up, nor could I make it up, nor would I want to make it up. Let's put it that way. When I go to Deuteronomy 28:63, again, the curses, what does it say? Now, listen carefully, friends. This gives us all the understanding that we need if we have ears to hear. And it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good, America, you're in the greatest nation on the planet, love it or leave it. And it says, and it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good, and to multiply you, he has done that. So the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught, and you shall be plucked from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. Okay? That is scripture. Folks, nothing's changed. Nothing's new under the sun. As we can see in scripture from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation, if we obey, we're blessed. And we obey not to get saved. We obey because we are saved. Okay? That's real grace. Remember, the law says do this and live. Grace says live and do this. Augustine said the law detects, grace conquers. Yes, indeed, it truly does. And in that grace, we are blessed in Christ because he's the one that gives us the power to do so. Ephesians 2:8. Also go over to Hebrews 12:2 when you get a moment as well. Now, I'm really kind of on my seat on this one because another thing that the American people have fallen to concerning the hopes of the corrupt, useful idiots in the mainstream media. I mean, as if to suggest they're not breathing the air that we breathe. By the way, it's also interesting to note, the military, regardless if they lie or not, they're breathing the same air when it comes to that of chemtrail. So are the globalists, and so is everybody else. That's how ignorant people are and blind to the issues when it comes to that arch enemy of ours named Satan, who wants to destroy all mankind. mankind. He's just looking for those that are foolish enough to obey him. And the question that needs to be begged here, what are you going to do when he doesn't need you anymore, right? This is how we are destroying ourselves on so many different levels. Now, let me go back to the next point. This is the one that I'm looking forward to showing you. People are under attack. Some people have lost their lives concerning voter fraud over the last 10, 15, 20 years. And I'm sure it's been going on a lot longer than that. But something just happened here. Luke 12:2, there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. And what was interesting is somebody sent this over to me yesterday concerning voter fraud. If you think that it is a theory, I'm here to tell you, like most people know, and I don't really have to take the time to go through all this because most people already know that there's major voter fraud going on in this country. But this only puts another nail in the coffin of those that continuously try to refute the obvious here. And I want to see if you're going to get this. If you're on social media platforms, check this out, folks.
To rent in, and
check
several places
out.
In Arizona made the cut. According to rental
pay attention
site
to
Zumber,
the details.
The median one-bedroom apartment in the Big Apple goes for more than $3,800 a month.
Notice how they're doing this.
The national median.
Okay, now if you're on social media platforms right now, what you see is on the right side they're talking about expensive cities to rent in. Right? Has New York, Scottsdale, and Gilbert. But what they're doing is they're desensitizing you by trying to throw this in there to get you to see it concerning your memory base, regardless if you're paying attention to it or not. It's getting into your subliminal, okay? And if you look at the left side of the screen, you got to pay attention to this. And if you're listening in 157 cities, you're going to get this right away because I'm painting the picture for you. And I'm doing an okay job at it because it's what's in front of me. Look to the left, guys, on social media platforms. So on the right side, listeners, it says most expensive cities to rent, New York, Scottsdale, Gilbert. On the left, it has a little image of Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs, who won 53% of the vote. On the bottom left side, right under Katie Hobbs, is Carrie Lake, who received 47% of the vote. And this has been out for 4 days now. Anybody with me yet? Anybody catching on to the fraud that's taking place here yet? Hey, folks, they just accidentally, or they purposely did this. Now, there's questions on both sides. But I want, and the reason I say that they did it purposely is because they want to test the people to see how much of these abuses they're going to suffer. But on the other side, if they didn't, listen carefully. You have the Arizona governor, right, Katie Hobbs, winning over Carrie Lake 53 to 47%. Notice again how they're polling close to divide the people. This is what they're doing to condition you so they can divide and conquer all the more. Here, this is what most people are not paying attention to. Folks, the people haven't voted yet. How did Katie Hobbs win by 53% over Carrie Lake a week and a half before the people even voted? And this has happened several times now. Don't tell me there's not major voter fraud going on, and don't tell me that major polling and falsifying the numbers isn't going on, because it is. We'll be right back.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusha reporting.
North Korea fired two short-range ballistic missiles off its east coast, South Korea's military said, while South Korean forces were wrapping up nearly 2 weeks of exercises aimed at deterring their northern neighbor. European Central Bank policymakers stood firmly behind plans to keep raising interest rates even at a cost to economic growth, as data showed rising inflationary pressures. Over $200 billion in U.S. stock market value went up in smoke in extended trade after a weak forecast from Amazon added to a string of downbeat quarterly reports from big tech companies. And U.S. diesel supplies are becoming critically low with shortages and price spikes likely to occur in the next 6 months unless and until the economy and fuel consumption slow down. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. There's just a lot of stuff going on. And what's interesting is all of those people, going back to the issue of voter fraud, all of those people that have been falsely accused as conspiracy theorists. Folks, I need new conspiracies. Because all of my old ones, they've all come true. I'm talking about how we've been labeled theorists, and now all of a sudden here we are. Oh, my goodness. It's to the left. It's to the right. Folks, the ones that are telling you that we're theorists, or those that are telling you what the mainstream media is, useful idiots, and I'm talking about the conservatives of the day, yesterday's liberals aren't telling you, it shows you who they're working for. And it's not for the people. Read Matthew 5:13, folks. They don't love the people, they love their money. And it's the love of money that is the root of all evil. Now, listen to what I just said. The love of money is the root of all evil. People usually take that out of context. And we need to keep it in context. My goodness. So we see this has been majorly exposed. Arizona TV station airs graphics showing Kerry Lake lost 12 days before midterm elections. How does that happen, folks, if that's not voter fraud? People are saying, how do we put a stop to this? The people that are responsible for this, listen to me carefully. We have constitutional provision to round these people up and impeach them and to prosecute each and every one of them. And this is what I don't understand, what people don't understand. The only way that you're going to deter the crime is when you show them that you're not going to put up with the crime. Proverbs 16:6. You must teach them that there's consequence for their crimes. You must, because nobody else is going to do it for you. It's just that simple. Let me go to the next point. Many people fully vaccinated for COVID are going blind. Read Leviticus 17:11 and 19:19. The life is in the blood. What does the enemy want to go for? The blood. Because he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. John 10:10. Many people fully vaccinated for COVID are now going blind. And they want to censor doctors that are telling people these are the adverse side effects. Okay? In Japan, researchers are finding and published cases of strange blood clots. This is on healthimpactnews.com. They're finding cases of strange blood clots following Pfizer COVID vaccines. Folks, all this stuff, this is regurgitation of the obvious. We know all of this. We know all of this. And we need to be faithful witnesses that delivereth the souls of men by warning men concerning what it is that's in these vaccinations. I got, as a matter of fact, just this morning, I got a whole list of side effects just in the flu shot. And we've known this for decades in this country. And again, consider the ones that are selling you these experimental jabs. These are the men that have been busted in scandal after scandal. And for some reason or another, they're still there. Why? Because those that are responsible to prosecute them are a part of this alliance. Read Isaiah 28, verse 18. And it's for us to put a stop to what's going on concerning this alliance. And it's insane. There's videos out there now, friends, that I just got yesterday. It's a compilation of all the people, famous people alone, that are falling over dead. Just last week, a guy on live radio, he died on air. How many sports icons over in Europe have just fell over dead on the field? These are the ones that, you know, are encouraging everybody else to get their shots, and they were ignorant enough to go out and get their shot, and what happened? Well, they ate it. So last week, we also took the time to show you a bodybuilder that many people knew of. And he said, I'm going to take the shot. In other words, I'm going to be the guinea pig. If I live, then you need to admit that you're wrong. And if I don't, then, well, it is what it is. Well, guess what? He died. I shouldn't need to talk you into what you say you don't believe. It's Fauci that's selling this to you. He's a repeat criminal. He's responsible for genocide, but yet he's still a free man. Gosh, and what's worse, friends, and I need to bring it up because I just seen it. Rand Paul is talking about raising more money to go after Fauci again, and he's calling him out for all of his crimes, but yet he hasn't done anything to prosecute the criminal. They're all in it together. Hey, folks, soft judges produce hardened criminals, and Fauci is just that because you are allowing your said representatives to do nothing when they promised that they would. Nobody is going to do this for you because God commanded you to do it on so many different levels. I want to show you this now, too. What we're seeing is more and more of this, and I've tried to warn of this for years concerning the crimes of the illegals. Hey, folks, what sort of people do you expect are going to end up in America if they come in illegally? Do you think that once they cross the border illegally, do you think that they're going to be law-abiding citizens? I mean, come on. Let's think that one through, okay? Because the fact of the matter is, folks, what we're seeing is they're repeat criminals in America once they get here. Look at this. Social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. This criminal right here was deported multiple times from the southern border, and they just charged him with nearly 24 sexual assaults. Hey, folks, and I'm not going to pull away from this. And anybody that's good in government's going to hear what I have to say. This is, again, why Vigil Annie individuals are taking the role. By the way, we have every right in the world to take the role when it comes to defending ourselves, defending our families, and the list goes on. When these individuals come into America and they think that they're going to go ahead and attack our women, our children, our men, they've got another thing coming. That's why you're seeing Vigil Annie individuals take to the precedent, friends, because they're not seeing justice being done in the courts. As a matter of fact, what's happening? You're watching this criminal administration, which, by the way, Joe Biden is the very example of what it looks like when a nation refuses to obey God. Calvin was right when he said it. He said that when God means to judge a nation, he'll appoint wicked rulers over them. And that's exactly a part of the curse. Leviticus 26, starting in verse 15 to the end of the chapter. Deuteronomy 28, starting in 15 to the end of the chapter as well. Joe Biden is a representation of the American people, and yet you say he's not representing you, then why? He's guilty of treason. He's stealing away your money. He's handing out. Folks, he's acting on the behalf of foreign powers, attempting to establish a global order. That's exactly what he is. Okay? And he's not the first to do it. But I want you to see this. Many of these people, hey, listen, I live in an area where you go, if you go grocery shopping at night, you'll see a lot of people from the southern border come in. And I got to tell you, the majority of them are sweethearts. They're cool people. They're hard workers. But here's the thing. Even if I liked them and I found that they came in illegally, I'd have a serious problem with them. And I would take them to task and report them, okay? Even if they were sweethearts, because if they broke the law at the border, they'll break the law when they get here. And this proves my point to a T, okay? Enough is enough. Look at the crimes that are being committed. Here's another thing that we need to pay attention to, folks. The crimes are very, the way that they're committing crimes here in America, it's foreign. It's barbaric. We have in front of us right now in Chicago, a lady severed, she's a Muslim, she severed landlord's body parts and then puts them into a freezer after getting evicted. Now, I know it sounds like Jeffrey Dahmer, no doubt. That sodomite. By the way, do you know that Jeffrey Dahmer was one of the top serial killers in the history of America, along with 33 others? Did you know that all 33 of the top serial killers in Jeffrey Dahmer's case and the others that are in front of me, they're all sodomites. They're all homosexuals, for the record. Take me to task on this if you're going to write about it. My number is 1-866-582-9933. Look at how heinous these crimes are becoming. Chicago lady severs landlord's body parts, puts them in a freezer after getting evicted. Why is that, friends? Because that's what they do in the countries that they came from. And it's exactly what they're attempting to do in America. Now, I want you to see this because what's happening, of course, the mainstream media, along with this criminal administration, want you to believe that those people across the border, they come in illegally, they're undocumented. No, they're not undocumented. They're illegal. Okay? And there's crimes against the very transgressions that they're responsible for committing. But what they want you to do is they want to take you to the level, take away the principle in which we should all be steadfast with our feet down on the rock. And I'm talking about the Word of God. We're set in principle. Steadfast means to be fixed in direction. And what happens? They want to go over principle and they want to play your emotions. And look how they're playing your emotions, friends. Hugs, not walls. Hugs. Not walls. Hey, folks, forget about the crimes. Forget about the fact that they're being... Look at thousands upon thousands upon thousands of illegals are transgressing American law right now. They're being enticed to come into America. And why are they being enticed to come into America, friends? And furthermore, let me ask you the question. How are they being enticed? Mayors and governors are giving them your tax dollars by creating a welfare system which is unconstitutional, and they are giving your country away to foreigners. That is another sign of judgment upon a disobedient nation. Read Deuteronomy 28:43. If you want to call in at any time, please do, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, forget about the laws that they're breaking. No, just forget about our laws. And furthermore, if you ever take the time to understand what happens to you, folks, if you go over into their country by illegally going over, into their countries, crossing the borders illegally? Boy, folks, there's some stern, heavy consequences to pay. But not in America. Americans, 329.5 million of you, just keep letting your politicians allure them in. Because sooner or later, they're going to be the head, and you're going to be the tail. That's what the Word of God says. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Michael Bresciani. I'm the editor of the AmericanProfit.org. We originally begun to feature the articles and materials of Bradley Dean, and we're just glad to have him. He has a strong vision for the nation and is witness to young people in his national tours to high school and college campuses.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. One of the presidents said that when you basically overlook principle and you go over to your privilege, you soon lose both. You soon lose both. And it's exactly right. And I'm thinking of Edmund Burke too, who said, when the people are rebels towards principles, and they submit themselves to kings that rule through policy, folks, you deserve exactly what you get. And it's exactly right. It's exactly right. A people that value its privileges above its principles soon loses both. You're losing your country, Americans, just so you know. And I know they mean to play it down, and I know that they mean to censor Bradley Dean. I know that they mean to call me names and demonize me and tell you about how I'm lying to you. But just go back 17 years of radio ministry across the country, and you tell me where we have prophetically missed where we're at today. Tell me, because I want to see it. Every step of the way, we have been faithful to be right ahead of the curve because of the Holy Ghost, who changes not. Romans 8:14. Let me get back to the point here. So we have a bunch of illegals coming to the border to meet their family members, and they want you to forget about those principles, and they want you to look at the privilege, and they want to play your emotions. Just let them in. Who cares? They're not doing anything wrong. Folks, listen, I would love nothing more than for that to happen. Legally. Legally. Not illegally. But look at this. On social media platforms, we are very happy because we didn't have the opportunity to hug each other. Oh, well, you know, at the expense of the American workers. Okay, just forget about all of that. And who's behind all of this? And keep in mind, Trump did the same thing as Biden's doing. Obama did the same thing as Trump did. Obama did the same thing that Bush did. And the Clintons, it's all there. Remember back in the 90s, they said just the exact opposite. Well, when they tell you something, look the other direction because that's what they're doing. That's what a politician is. Okay? Now, this is what I want you to see now. You ready for this? Biden's DHS. Okay, it's not Biden's DHS. By the way, the Department of Homeland Security is completely unconstitutional. So is the FBI. So is the CIA. So is the ATF. And the list goes on and on and on. No, look at all of these agencies that are being created to war against the people. They're all unconstitutional. Okay, so let's say this. You complain about those illegals coming into America. Absolutely. But what about the politicians that are bringing them in illegally? Why do you put up with the politicians that are guilty of it? You're just as guilty as Biden is by tolerating his crimes. You're an accomplice to his crimes before God and man. But look at this. Biden's DHS now recruiting volunteers to help support illegal aliens at the secure border. Speaking of the Department of Homeland Security, you do know that they are meeting illegals at the border with air-conditioned buses and being bussed over to the likes of Salvation Army, which is not at all the way William and Catherine Booth started it, and Catholic Charities. They're welcoming them in. The greatest advocates to illegal immigration in this country are the professed church, and the professed Christians, which is a lack of, they're hypocrites, and that are tearing down the law, okay, and aiding and abetting Joe Biden. And nothing new here concerning the parallel between Adolf Hitler and how he did what he did. We do a whole show on Martin Niemöller, who wrote a book concerning how the evangelicals brought Adolf Hitler to power. He wasn't hated by the people. He was loved by the people. And then once he got into power, he began a totalitarian system of government that you better love us or else. This is what's going to happen. It was kind of like when George W. Bush, who's got one foot in hell and one on a banana peel right now. You know, the one that was born with a silver spoon in his mouth that said after September 11th, he said, either you're for us or you're for the terrorists. Do you remember that? Hello. How many flags need to go up, Americans? But so while you're thinking about this, Biden's DHS now recruiting volunteers to help support illegal aliens at the secure the border, I want you to think about what I just highlighted over here a moment ago and concerning the woman that severed the landlord's body parts and put her in a freezer. She was a Muslim, for the record, okay? And I'm categorizing that for the very purpose that you understand that their system of what they call justice is different than the American system of justice. Okay? Here's another one for you. Ohio man gets life in a life sentence after cutting off his mother's head and setting her body on fire. Wow. Wow, that's crazy. That's crazy. But he did it, and this is what you're going to see more of, Americans, if you don't put a stop to the border. And the way that's going to stop is when you shut the door concerning federal and state governments, concerning their allurements of these illegals into America. It's that serious. It really is. Now, if you want to call in, now's the time to do it. I have you for 2 hours today. And what I want to do is I want to kind of tee some things up here for hour two, because we're going to get to this isn't government, this is a death cult. This isn't government, this is a death cult. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Go to the top of that page, go to Sons of Liberty Radio Live, SOL Radio Live, and subscribe to that Rumble feed, and or go over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page as well, okay? And you will find us there. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, this is how I want to tee it up. Because I did a show, a speaking engagement in Michigan last Saturday. And while I was there, one of the things, some information was brought to me concerning the person that was going to put on the event. And when they were setting up this whole event, we don't put our hands into it and try to get people to have us come. It was brought to us, and we responded, and we went. And so what happened is it came to my ears that what was going back and forth is this person that had the event said that we're not sure that we're ready for Bradley Dean. We're not sure if we're ready for the likes of a Bradley Dean. Isn't it interesting how the people are okay in submission and being assailed by tyranny in their government 24/7, day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, but when it comes to someone preaching the Word of God and telling them that they're the responsible party in dealing with the corruption, they say, I don't know if me and my people are ready for a Bradley Dean. Well, let me ask you this. Are you sick and tired of being assailed by corruption? Are you them that I continuously hear echo and reverb into different parts of the state in Michigan that are the ones complaining about all of the things that are going on in your system of government? And by the way, in Michigan, that is not a system of government. That is a death cult is what that is. So let me get this right. You'd rather submit to a tyrant and suffer his abuses rather than righting yourselves of their abuses and dealing with the corruption concerning your representatives when you have the constitutional provision in doing so. You know, these are the people that complain about everything and they do absolutely nothing about the problem. Because as the Lord said, my people would have it so. My people would have it so. Instead of righting themselves concerning the wrongs, and then someone comes along and gives them the answer to bring about the result they claim they want. They say, they have the audacity to say, these hypocrites have the audacity to say, are we ready or are my people ready for Bradley Dean? Incredible. Incredible. I'm not coming there and giving you my opinion. No, I'm showing you history as I stick to the Word of God. And I'm showing you what our forefathers did. And I am making reference to their examples, Hebrews 13:7, as to how to right ourselves concerning the wrongs. I had one guy, and I need to say this the right way. He was talking to me, and I could tell in the conversation he was kind of putting me on a check. And I could discern it right away. And I heard him talk out of the other side of his mouth about how he's being praised by politicians. And now they're talking about how he needs to be a part of a Congress. And I'm thinking to myself, so I'm being called into question for holding to the Word of God, and yet you claim to be a Christian, and you're putting me on check, but you're giving yourselves over to those that are destroying the country. I know I just thought that out for you, but that's what we're doing here at sonsoflibertyradio.com. 1-866-582-9933, hour two coming up right on the other side.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.